AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's Election Day in Britain. Our correspondent Marta McDowick has the exit polling.
Final opinion polls show Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservatives and Ed Miliband's opposition Labour Party almost in a dead heat, indicating that neither will win enough seats for an outright majority in the Parliament. Many voters are turning to the separatist Scottish National Party and the anti-immigrant UK Independence Party.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate has passed a bill to give Congress a chance to review and even reject a final nuclear deal with Iran. Lawmakers insisted that they have a voice. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the military is training Syrian rebels, but it's not to battle their government.
They are being trained and equipped to fight ISIL. That is the purpose, and that is the basis upon which they're being vetted and trained.
Mourners are paying their respects for the New York City policeman fatally shot last weekend.
Police officers, dignitaries, neighbors, and relatives of police officers descended on the Long Island funeral home where the body of NYPD officer Brian Moore was prepared for burial. John McGowan, whose son is on the force, says Moore's death is a reminder of the everyday danger of a job more in the news for police misconduct than protection.
People look at them as the bad guys, and they're not. They're the good guys. They're the ones that are protecting everybody.
Moore was 25 and had made 150 arrests in just 5 years on the force. He was shot in the head Saturday by an assailant on a quiet street in Queens. Warren Levinson, New York.
More severe weather is on tap today in Oklahoma. Thunderstorms are already forming. Forecasters warn that more tornadoes could develop.
Thrill is gone.
A Las Vegas judge has rejected a claim that blues legend B.B. King was being abused in hospice care. His longtime manager will still be allowed to handle King's affairs. Stocks rebounded today on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department is reviewing an appeals court ruling against the government's bulk collection of phone records. Our correspondent Jerry Bodlander has more.
The appeals court ruled the NSA's collecting of information about phone calls, though not their content, exceeds the scope of what Congress authorized. Attorney General Loretta Lynch told a Senate panel that in addition to reviewing the ruling, the upcoming renewal deadline provides an opportunity for fine-tuning.
To look for ways to reauthorize Section 215 in a way that does preserve its efficacy and protect privacy.
There are conflicting approaches in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to reauthorize the current law. A bipartisan approach in the House would end the government's bulk collection of the records. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama today congratulated the Air Force football team for again winning the annual Commander-in-Chief's trophy. That's a record 19 times. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.